TED Audio Collective. Hi, everyone. So something a little different today. We're sharing an episode of a TED Audio Collective podcast, TED Tech. Every week, host and tech journalist Sherelle Dorsey explores a TED Talk that shows how technology is changing humanity and the way we live. Here's one we thought you'd enjoy. If you like it, get more episodes by following TED Tech wherever you're listening to this.
Nearly 30 million people across the globe are in need of artificial limbs or braces. That's more than the entire population of Texas. These accessibility tools are essential for so many, enabling them to care for themselves and drastically improve their quality of life. Think of a skilled technician having the use of their hand restored so they can go back to work and provide for their family, or a child gaining a leg and running with friends for the first time. Unfortunately, the high cost of prosthetic limbs continues to be out of reach for many, especially for those living in the global south, where importation fees can drive the price up exponentially. Depending on where you are, a leg or an arm can cost $5,000 or $50,000. But what if technology could change all that? I'm Sherelle Dorsey, and this is TED Tech. Today, we'll be hearing from TED fellow Enzo Romero, who shares his own journey of using prosthetics and how that led him to a lifelong mission of creating accessible devices and driving down their cost.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block. Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various wonderful pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar. And I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
One in seven people around the world has some kind of disability. Being born without my right hand has defined who I am over the past 30 years. I was fortunate to grow in the sacred valley of the Incas in Cusco, Peru, surrounded by people who weren't surprised to see me driving my bike or probably playing basketball. When I was 7, I remember being stunned after I watched Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, when Luke's hand gets cut off, the same one I didn't have. But then being twice as stunned when the medical robots fitted him with a prosthesis that could move and feel. From then on, no greater purpose lived in my mind, which was to have a prosthesis like Luke Skywalker. This dream led me to study mechatronics engineering and access the Biomechanics and Applied Robotics Laboratory in Pontifical Catholic University of Peru, where, with a multidisciplinary team, we developed a myoelectric prosthesis for long transradial amputation, being me the pilot user. I was able to move each finger individually, And also, we develop a way in which we get to pass the sensation from the fingertips into my forearm using haptic feedback system. Since this was a research project, we had enough funding to buy stuff from abroad. So, for example, the motors here were all brought by Switzerland. This is one of the main reasons why it will cost at least $40,000 to make this prosthesis. But 40K is way too much, considering that 4 out of 5 people with upper limb amputation live in developing countries. Even the $25,000 that costs a robotic prosthesis imported from abroad is way too much. In Peru, that is equivalent to work full-time on a minimum wage for almost 7 years, just to buy the prosthesis. Never mind pay for your food or your house. It is often that people get injured while doing manual labor activities, like farming or metal manufacturing. Getting back to work and having access to money demands a functional hand. It took me time to realize what a huge privilege I had to study a career that would help fulfill my dreams. But actually, what was preventing me from developing a solution that was both affordable and functional? The very first step in order to reducing the cost was to reduce the number of motors, because they were all imported and therefore expensive. So we get to arrange occupational focus groups with our amputee volunteers in order to identify which gestures they will use the most, and of those, how many we could perform using just a single motor. The answer was 3. Pinch, cylindrical, and lateral. This also helps us to reduce the number of electromyographic sensors too. From an arrangement of 8, we pass just to 1. In this way, between mix in your mechanical and my electric prosthesis, the prices will be dramatically low. But material prices matter too. And that's why we choose to 3D print our prosthesis using mainly plastic from recycled bottles. In order to develop our prosthesis, the process will go like this. First, we will use our 3D scan and our own parameterization software in order to take the measures of the amputated area and the other hand of the user. Then, we'll recreate the entire set of fingers, the palm, and the prosthesis socket in our computational model to finally 3D print each of those parts. So far, in LatBionics, we have 2 types of prosthesis: Maki, which is a mechanical activation, and Pisco, with electronic activation. Pisco costs just 10% of an imported robotic prosthesis that will come from abroad. This means that even more working-class people can access to our technology. For me, this has been a path where I was able to develop this in my company, LatBionics. So, for example, take Franco, which now is using his transradial Maki prosthesis in order to get back to work with his providers on the jungle farm he has. I am certain that we are able to be on a side with technology that is brought from abroad to our region, being sold in a very expensive way. We have the capacity to develop our own technology, having the necessities of our people in mind. So then people with disabilities and limited resources could live a life again. For me, when people, our users, get back to work on their places, that look of compassion changed to astonishment. The same astonishment which I had when I saw Luke Skywalker prosthesis. So this began as a path for myself, but it now belongs to my entire region. Would you like to join us? Thank you so much.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Have you heard about GLP-1? Everyone's talking about this all-important hormone your body produces that helps you maintain a healthy weight. Now you've got the power to boost this unhunger hormone naturally with GLP-1 probiotic by Pendulum. Based on preclinical studies, GLP-1 probiotic is formulated with Acromantia and other next-generation strains to help you produce more GLP-1. GLP-1 probiotic actually helps curb cravings and appetite, and the numbers are staggering. In a 6-week consumer survey of 274 people, 91% reported reduced overall food cravings, and 88% reported reduced sugar cravings. GLP-1 probiotic is a game changer. Go to pendulumlife.com/TED Health to get 20% off your first month of GLP-1 probiotic or any Pendulum probiotic. Again, that's pendulumlife.com/TED Health.
I was blown away to learn how much 3D printed prosthetics has been altering the manufacturing and delivery process for those in need. In fact, the advent of bionic body parts has driven down the costs of these devices from over $5,000 to as little as $200. Romero's work in the Global South highlights a barrier that he's also disrupting: the cost of importation. For people living in areas where this technology is not readily available, the already enormous price of prosthetic care can soar even further out of reach. But personally experiencing these challenges allowed Romero to take a new approach, one that addresses this problem head on. He simply reduced the number of parts to import. By introducing this simple change, going from multiple motors per prosthesis down to one, Romero removed a barrier to care for countless people. In our innovation-oriented industry, this might seem counterintuitive. But in this case, the improvement happened because Romero's designing and manufacturing with less. Well, less materials anyway. Instead, Romero was able to leverage his deep knowledge of the prosthetic production pipeline and its differential impact on the Global South. For dedicated listeners of the show, it's yet another example where simplifying tech prevails over intricate design. Imagine what could happen if we opened up our research and development pipelines to increase geographic diversity. This type of innovation could spread like wildfire, and solutions like Romero's could help life-changing technologies reach more people without costing them an arm and a leg. TED Tech is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Isabel Carter, who also wrote it with me, Sherelle Dorsey. Our editor is Jimmy Gutierrez, and the show is fact-checked by Danny Brower. Special thanks to Farah DeGrunge for her support as a project manager. I'm Sherelle Dorsey. Let's keep digging into the future. Join me next week for more.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Support for this show comes from Brooks. I've really gotten into running this year, so I have to tell you about the Ghost 16 from Brooks, because this shoe is kind of a game changer. I found the cushioning to be next level comfortable. It's incredibly soft, yet surprisingly lightweight. It's literally comfortable every time my foot hits the pavement. The Ghost 16 from Brooks isn't just a shoe for me. It's a daily boost for my runs. Visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.